duration of this meeting, I wish to work closely with this instrument.
Yes.
Therefore, if there are questions, I will answer now.
Could I just say before questions that Sue, who comes, would like to say thank you to you. She did ask for help and call your name over the last few days. And she wished me to say thank you.
I am available at all times,
yes,
my dear friends. Before we have questions, I would like to take this opportunity to say that I will be working with this instrument in order not only to use her voice, but to be able to be a little more animated. But as you know, these developments take much energy and time.
Yes, yes.
Understood.
There is one exercise, my dear friends, for you this evening, for your own development. It is that each one of you chooses a color to be visualized in the area of your third eye and to look deeply within. And to find what lies within the color that you have chosen.
Okay, I'll try that.
Yes, it is just another development for you to try.
That would be in the middle of your forehead. The third eye would be in the middle of your forehead.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, we will make any questions.
Ben, how about you?
Short.
Well, it sounds like I don't seem to have any questions at the moment. Thank you for the opportunity.
Could I ask a quick one?
Yeah.
Could I ask? Yeah. My little boy, I'm sure at the moment he is seeing spirit, and he spoke to me about it yesterday. I don't think he's too afraid of it, but I felt I needed to say something to him. So I told him not to be afraid and to just see what happened and what he could see. and that in the future, probably when he's older, he may be able to help people with this gift. And is that appropriate? Could you comment?
Yes. Just let the child be.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And whatever comes to him will feel natural.
Good.
Without any detailed explanation.
Good. Okay, that's fine.
If it seems an everyday occurrence, then children will accept it as being so.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
That child also sees much colour.
Yes, I thought he did. Yes. He told me he was seeing lights.
Yes.
And I'm not sure if it was aura, but I think he's seeing spirit in the form of lights, the colours.
Yes.
Yes.
That is so. Mm.
Yes, he can at times be a little nervous, but when he spoke to me yesterday, he didn't seem nervous at all. He seemed to accept it and was very happy to know that it was a special gift.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is for him a natural progression of his development. And as parents, if you allow him to be himself,
yes,
even including some fear,
yes,
he will come along very nicely.
Good. Yes. I'm beginning to understand just how sensitive he is.
Yes.
And I understand why sometimes he finds things difficult, because he is so sensitive.
Yes, just because we have spirit in child human frames does not make life any easier.
Yes.
In the same way, as I have told you,
yes,
that as adults, sometimes the more knowledge that you accumulate can cause you in some way more problems.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because of the development of your understanding.
Yes.
But just let it happen.
Yes.
Naturally.
Yes. Good. Yes, I think it. I think he is.
You will find with this one that animals are attracted to him.
Yes.
But it will come at a later stage of his life.
Right, yes. Right.
But be aware.
Yes. Yes. Perhaps it would be good, a pet might be good for him, possibly.
Again, I will say to you, as I have said in the past, that this boy child is much impressed by the father's words.
Ah, right. Mm.
Do you remember?
Yes, there's a strong connection in there.
Although he will come to his mother, the words of the father are the ones which will go deep. Therefore, you have a great responsibility, my dear friend. Yes, you may at times find that he knows what you are about to say before even you say the words.
Yes.
Have they been together before? Is there a past life connection?
There is always connection
in
some way. We have discussed this many times.
Yes.
But of course, as you know, all come together on many occasions.
If our friend comes from the other planet to visit tonight, we were going to play some music. And if you're working with your instrument, will that disturb? Would you rather we didn't play the music this evening?
Provided there is no sudden noise.
And we keep it very low.
There is no problem. It is the suddenness of noise which will affect the instruments. But as I work with her, she is far enough away.
Yeah.
Well, could I ask a question about something you were talking with us about a while ago, about the time we moved to spirit, and there is the choice of moving forward in spirit or returning to the earth for a further life, physical life. And the implication was that many people return to earth because they have certain likings for the earthly life. And I wanted to ask, is there any danger in earth becoming a kind of spiritual bottleneck, so that not enough are moving forward in spirit, and this part of the universe gets retarded because not enough people are moving forward in spirit and choosing and making that choice?
I understand your question. I will correct one thing that you have said.
Thank you.
And that is, you do not consider when you are thinking of returning. You do not consider returning because you have likings for the earth plane. You do not. That is the first point. Secondly, the remarks that you make, my dear friend, also implies that the great plan is imperfect, and this can never be. Therefore, your question is really one of a hypothetical nature.
Yes. The reason I asked this, that I came across this idea in a book I was reading, and I thought, well, it might be good to have some clarification.
Yes. Remember, as in all thoughts and but never assume that spirit wishes to return to earth because they like what is here. They return very often unwillingly, but know that they must if they wish to progress. So I hope you will consider that idea more fully.
So the spirit either moves forward in spirit or returns to earth, but nothing is going to go wrong in whichever happens. It is a perfect plan.
How could it go wrong when it stems from perfection?
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, that is understood. Thank you.
Now, for this time, I will work quietly and allow you to continue, firstly, with the exercises which will be good for you all. And please to speak quietly until such time as I have taken this one to a slightly different level.
Yes.
Until we come together again, my dear friends, know that I am always with you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. A wonderful thought.